Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heavy 808-tailed pitch blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old-school DNB kind of impact. Beginner-friendly, but still proper weighty. The idea is simple: a tight sub hit at the front, then a quick falling tail that gives you movement, menace, and that classic rave pressure without cluttering up the drums. Now in drum and bass, the bass line has to do two jobs at the same time. It needs to hit hard on the drop, but it also needs to leave room for fast drums, breaks, fills, and all that rhythmic detail. That's why this sound is so useful. It's not just a bass note. It's an impact tool. It gives you a strong front edge, then a musical decay that feels big without taking over the whole mix. So let's build it in a really simple way. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Sampler. Drag in a clean 808 style one shot or a short subsample. If you've got a sample already, pick one with a solid low end and not too much click on the front. For this style, cleaner is better. In Sampler, keep it in classic mode, turn warp off if that option is available, and make sure the sample starts right on the transient. You want the sound to trigger fully every time, so the note behaves like a proper bass hit. At this stage, don't overthink it. One sampler, one sound, one lane. That keeps the workflow focused and makes it easier to hear what the tail is actually doing. Next, shape the initial punch. Open the filter in Sampler and gently trim the top if the sample is too buzzy or clicky. You want deep and focused, not fizzy. A good starting point is a low pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz if needed, with low resonance. Then set the volume envelope attack very short, almost instant, and keep the release fairly short too. If the sample feels too long, shorten it. If it disappears too fast, let it breathe a little more. After that, add saturator. This is where the sound gets a bit more density and starts to feel heavier on smaller speakers. Try a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and use soft clip if needed. The goal here is not to smash it. The goal is to give the bass some body so it reads better in the mix. Now for the main event, the pitch tail. This is the blueprint that gives you that classic thump then dive feeling. In Sampler, use the pitch envelope so the note starts slightly higher, then falls quickly into the sub range. That rising then dropping motion creates instant impact. A good beginner setting is around +7 to +12 semitones for the pitch envelope amount, with the attack at zero and the decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. That's the sweet spot to start with. You want it short and aggressive. If you push the pitch range too far, it can get cartoony or lose that heavyweight DNB feel. The idea is movement, not a giant EDM-style dive. For jungle and old-school vibes, the best tails usually feel tight, rude, and controlled. Here's a really important thing. Keep the sub mono. In drum and bass, especially when the breaks are busy, the low end needs to stay focused. Use utility and bring the width down to zero if you want the whole bass completely centered. Or, if you later add a texture layer, keep the true sub mono and only make the higher layer wider. Sub stays locked in the middle. Texture can move around a little. That's the rule. Now let's write a phrase, because one note by itself isn't the whole story. Old school DNB bass often works best when it behaves like a rhythmic instrument, not just a drone. Start with a simple two bar idea. Maybe one hit on the downbeat, then another note halfway through the phrase, then leave a gap so the breaks can breathe. You could do a hit on bar 1, then a reply on the end of 2 in bar 2, then some space, then repeat with a small variation. That space matters a lot. In jungle and early DNB, the bass feels heavier when it is phrased around the drums instead of constantly sitting on top of them. Let the snare crack. Let the break breathe. Let the bass answer the groove instead of fighting it. Now tune the bass to the track. This is one of those boring but crucial steps that makes a huge difference. If the 808 isn't tuned, it might sound loud but still feel weak or muddy. Use tuner if needed. Find the root note of your track and place your 808 notes around the root, the octave, or sometimes the fifth for variation. If the bass feels off, don't assume it's a level problem. It might simply be out of tune. After that, tighten the envelope behavior so the bass punches through the breakbeat. If needed, add a compressor after saturator. You're not trying to flatten the sound. Just catch the loudest part and keep the front of the note consistent. A moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a fairly quick release can help keep the body controlled without killing the impact. And here's a teacher tip. If the bass needs more snap, shape it with the envelope first before you reach for heavy compression. In this style, the movement of the note matters more than brute force loudness. Clean movement first, then wait. Once the core sub is working, you can layer it if you want more grit. Keep one track as your pure mono sub, Then duplicate it and add some texture with saturator, overdrive, or erosion. High pass the texture layer so it doesn't compete with the low end. This is great for darker DNB, because you get the clean sub foundation and just enough egg on top to help it cut through speakers. Now put it in a drum context. Loop it with a classic break or a simple DNB drum pattern. Kick anchoring the low end, snare on the strong backbeat, chopped breaks, ghost notes, the usual jungle conversation. Listen to how the bass sits against the drums. If the tail is too long, shorten it. If the pitch drop feels too wild, reduce it. If the bass disappears quietly, it may be relying too much on distortion instead of proper shape. A really useful habit is to audition the bass at low volume. If it still feels powerful quietly, you're probably on the right path. That means the pitch movement and tone are doing the heavy lifting, not just loudness. For arrangement, think in phrases. Maybe drums only in the intro, then a filtered bass tease. On the drop, let the full tail land on the first bar. Then repeat the phrase with one note changed every four bars. You can even drop the bass out for half a bar before bringing it back stronger. That little absence can make the return hit much harder. And remember, in jungle and old school inspired DNB, the bass and break should be in conversation. If the break is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the break is stripped back, you can allow more bass movement. It's always about balance. Let's quickly talk about common mistakes. 1. Making the pitch drop too extreme. If the tail dives too far, it can lose focus fast. Keep it in that sensible plus 7 to plus 12 semitone zone to start. 2. Letting the tail ring too long. The NB needs space. Shorten the release or decay if the bass starts smearing across the groove. 3. Forgetting to tune it. Again, super important. 4. Widening the sub. Don't do it. Keep the real low end mono. 5. Oversaturating too early. Get the envelope and note length right first, then add dirt. And 6. Writing too many notes. In this style, fewer notes often hit harder. Bass is part of a groove. If you want a little extra fire, here are some pro moves. Automate the pitch envelope amount so the first hit is a bit more aggressive, then ease off later in the phrase. Try a tiny bit of glide if the style calls for it, but for old school jungle vibes, keep things mostly tight and percussive. You can also resample the best version once it feels right, then chop it like audio. That gives you more control and makes it easier to build a proper jungle-style arrangement. For practice, I want you to build a 2-bar bass phrase using just 3 to 5 notes. Load the 808 into simpler, set the quick falling pitch envelope, tune the notes to your track, and a bit of saturator, keep it mono with utility, and loop it against a break. Then try 3 versions, a short tail, a medium tail, and a slightly more distorted tail. Listen for which one feels clean, which one feels heaviest, and which one cuts through the drums best. That's the whole blueprint. Keep the sub mono, tune the 808, use a short downward pitch envelope, and leave space for the breaks and snare. Add distortion and texture only after the core movement is working. If you get that tail pitch right, your bass line instantly feels more like real drum and bass. Heavy, controlled, and ready to smash in that jungle or old school style. Alright, let's go build that weight.